Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, you might have already heard a little bit about this, especially for any of our listeners who are from Limerick. Limerick at the moment is hosting so many great events, and why it's all connected to their bid to be the European Capital of Culture in 2020. On the line to tell us more about what it's all about, we have Ken O'Connell. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Okay, first of all, for people who haven't heard too much about it, what is the European City of Culture?
So basically, Limerick 2020 is the bid to become the European Capital of Culture in, obviously, in the year of 2020. So every year, a city is nominated throughout the European Union, and the cities have already been nominated up to 2019. So at the moment is a bid of European cities around Europe and Ireland to become the European Capital of Culture for 2020.
Okay, so then how does it work? It must be a very tough competition then, Ken.
It is. As far as I know, there's two other cities in Ireland competing, and then there's obviously European cities as well. So what the cities need to do is there's judges which go around and visit all these cities, and for the past couple of years there's been numerous events, culture-based, city-based, basically promoting the city and promoting events in the city to become European Capital of Culture.
So do you know when they come to visit? Are you prepared to show off Limerick at its best?
Absolutely. There's different points and there's different scales and there's different kind of time frames. So the next visit that the judges are coming to Limerick is on July the 12th. So there's a huge amount going on up to July the 12th. On July the 12th inside in town, there's a huge event called Culture and Chips, where it's a food-orientated event where a lot of the streets will be closed off. There'll be stalls, events, stuff for kids, basically promoting Limerick as a city with new events and new cultures and stuff taking place. Leading up to that as well, what Limerick has been focusing on in the regeneration process as well is working events on the river. So we have a guy coming over from Hawaii who's a hydro flyer, which is basically like a jetpack which he stands on, which goes onto the back of the jet ski, and he'll be performing events on the river tomorrow evening and over the weekend as well.
I like the sound of that. But as you said, Ken, it's a tough competition, even other cities in Ireland competing. But why do you think that Limerick should win the bid?
Well, obviously, I'm from Limerick, so I think that Limerick should win the bid. But I think Limerick also, over the years, has had a bit of a tough break. You know, there's been some negative press, stuff like that. Sometimes, and the majority of the time, it's not deserved. Like, I mean, if there's a story publicised, it's kind of... Limerick has had a bit of a hard time over the years, and there's a regeneration process going on at the moment. There's been huge international investments with international companies coming into Limerick. So Limerick was the national city of culture for Ireland in 2014. And, like, I mean, it was an amazing year down here. There was hundreds of thousands of people from all over Ireland came to visit Limerick. There was a huge street festival with the giant granny, which came from France, which I'm sure everybody saw. So, you know, I think it's time for Limerick. It's Limerick's time to shine, to show the country and to show Europe what an amazing city that it is.
And I know there's so many events going on, Ken, some of which you've touched on, but there's a really cool one that's going to be on next Tuesday, the 12th of July. It's the Limerick 2020 Street Party. That sounds fun. What's going to be happening at that?
So basically what's going to be happening is that is at the top of O'Connell Street, where the Daniel O'Connell statue is, that all that area is going to be closed off. There's going to be numerous marquees. It'll all be dressed up for the judges to come. There'll be the main event there is called Culture and Chips, where there's numerous competitions going on for the best chips in the country, in Europe, all this kind of thing. There's also a tea and coffee world recipe exchange and competition. There's a fresh film festival going on in around that area and in around that time as well. So it'll just be a really big party, street party, for everybody in Limerick to come out on and to show the judges exactly what Limerick is like when everybody comes out and wants to get involved.
Okay, obviously this is for 2020. It's a good few years away, Ken. What happens between now and then in terms of the process? How is it whittled down?
Even though it's still 4 or 5, it's about 4 years away. As far as I understand, that they've been working on this event since the turn of the millennium, so there's been 10 or 12 or 15 years planning already in this. So it's really kind of coming to light and coming to fruit at the moment, where there's just a huge amount of events, there's a huge amount of culture going on in the city all of the time. like if anybody is in around Limerick, there's some amazing artworks on all on some of the old sides of some of the old buildings. There's pop-up museums, there's pop-up art galleries, there's pop-up film festivals. There's huge work going on down in the Milk Market where there's an urban food festival, which was on there a couple of weeks ago, and they expected, I don't know, maybe a couple of thousand people, and I think they'd over 6,000 people at it. So there's a huge appetite for events in Limerick and for culture in Limerick. So even though it might be on for another 4 years, I think that buzz and that atmosphere and that appetite for events in Limerick will continue to grow and really continue to expand in the city.
And if you did win the bid, what do you think the impact would be on Limerick?
I think it would have a huge impact in a number of ways. It would have the positivity aspect for Limerick has actually won such a huge event. Then there's the monetary value for it, which is, I believe, around 35 million, which would be a massive investment in the city. They would be planning a street party like the granny event, which was on, which would cost in the region of maybe 2 or 3 million. But they would hope that that would bring to the city, just for that specific event, 200,000 to 300,000 people. So it has a commercial benefit, it has a cultural benefit, and you know it would put Limerick on the map nationally and European wide and internationally as a positive place to be. To continue to bring in international investment, etc.
Well, Ken O'Connell, thank you so much for telling us today all about Limerick's bid to be European City of Culture 2020. If you want to find out more information about some of the events that Ken was talking about today, or indeed just find out a little bit about Limerick 2020, there's a really cool video actually on their homepage, which is just showing the kind of journey so far. The website is limerick2020.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.